It's John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap with a special on Jude Bellingham, and I'm joined by James Pearce from The Athletic, who's written something in the last couple of days on Jude Bellingham, on the latest on his suitors, which there are many, of his history, if you could call it that, with Liverpool, and the long-time admiration at least, but they are not alone in that. And the article also details in great detail the reasons why and why he is such a sought-out footballer. But first of all, before all that, James, thanks for coming on. Appreciate your time.
No worries, Gibbo. You okay?
Yeah, I'm all good, mate. I'm all good. I'm all aboard the Jude Bellingham train. Even if it wasn't before this, I am already. But as I mentioned, I'm not alone. There are lots of people, including most of the sporting directors of all the top clubs in Europe, who would quite fancy Jude Bellingham playing for their team.
Yeah, he's undoubtedly, you know, not only probably one of the most gifted English players of his generation, but one of the hottest talents in European football at the minute. When I think anyone who watched him play against Manchester City recently in the Champions League just kind of reaffirmed that, you know, where sometimes with young players, they can be hyped beyond their kind of actual level. I don't think anyone's getting carried away with Jude Bellingham when you look at what he's achieved in the game already. I mean, it's frightening in itself to think that he played his 100th competitive game for Dortmund last weekend, you know, only turned 19 in June, an England international. And, Mark Carey, who does our data for The Athletic, crunching all the numbers and looking at the stats and everything on him, you know, it just reaffirms, you know, his remarkable skill set. You know, he does everything. He is the complete kind of box-to-box midfielder, really, in terms of, you know, mixing the combative physical side with the kind of the skill and the quality and the creative streak as well. And it's no great surprise, I guess, that it's shaping up to be some battle to try and secure his services in 2023.